Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putnam at WGN Radio, and for Lisa Dent. Time for me to fly? Well, if you can, but if you're trying to fly Southwest, boy, you haven't been having anything resembling a good time for the past several days. And we've been talking about this, and right. I don't know that there is a solution in sight.
And when is it going to be solved? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's anybody's guess. We also are curious about what's going on at the airports, because that's been a sight like we've never seen before. Dana Rebick of WGN is, in fact, out there covering this story. How are you, Dana?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I have been here at Midway for the last 3 days since Monday. This is my third day here. And I can tell you, it has been nothing short of a nightmare for these travelers. Monday, the major issue was people whose flights were canceled and the six-hour-plus line they had to wait in to try to get rebooked. Many of them told they can't get out of here until New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So many of them have chosen to try. They're trying to get on other airlines. Some of them tell me they have gotten Greyhound bus tickets. They've booked Metra train tickets to get back home. But the big story really here today is this luggage situation. There is a long line downstairs in baggage where people have been standing in a very long line, about a two-hour line, to try to get up to this desk with their baggage claim ticket. And what we're hearing is that a lot of folks who couldn't get out and flights were canceled, their bags were still flown to their destination.
Oh, no.
So now they're separated from their belongings. One woman told us she has medication in her bag. Another guy, all of the Christmas presents he was going to give his family in Washington, D.C. are in that bag. In D.C., he's here. And now these people aren't even taking these trips. So they're not even going to be winding up in these cities. So now they're being given a form that they've filled out and are told, you know what, we have to fly these bags back here to Chicago. Once they get here, we'll be contacting you to come pick it back up. But, I mean, it could be days or even
weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is weeks. I mean, this is such a massive problem, and it's not only here, but it's really all over the country.
Well, we've been watching you for the past several days. In the time you've been there, is there any one thing that has improved at all? Has anything gotten better?
Yeah, so, I mean, the line upstairs in departures, the help desk there on Monday was completely overwhelmed. What happened that day is that people were coming to the airport, and they weren't canceling these flights early in the day. So you had, I mean, that was a very busy travel day. You had, I would say, over 2,000, maybe 3,000 people in this building upstairs waiting in a line of 6 hours to just talk to someone to rebook their flight. That has gotten a lot better, because what Southwest is doing now, it knows that it can't keep up with the initial schedule that it had planned for the holidays. So they are slashing 2/3 of their flights, but they're doing it early in the day now. So a lot of people just aren't showing up here at the airport. So it feels a lot emptier. And then as far as the luggage goes, it's at least now organized downstairs into sections. So they have another area where the bags that have arrived here are separated by city of origin, and there are placards in front of them. So they're grouped sort of in an organized fashion where you can walk through and try to find your bag. But then today we saw staff loading a lot of these bags onto carts and wheeling them out of there. So I think now what they're doing is taking these bags that no one has claimed for the last couple of days and then flying them back to where they came from.
Oh my gosh. But a texter says, if people can't fly, though, how do bags end up flying?
I have no idea. Yesterday, someone told us that exact thing, that yesterday flights were leaving out of here full of suitcases but empty with no passengers. So I don't know.
No crew. It must be because
that one for you. It doesn't make sense. That part has seemed completely just disorganized.
Yeah. There must not be crew.
But if there's no crew, how can planes
The people
fly?
Who work the ramps that load the planes, and so you get who knows? This is so baffling. The whole thing is
it's really bad. And I mean, I'm sure you all have spoken about this as well, but really the weather started this mess, but today 91% of all the flight cancellations across the country are Southwest. So
yeah.
all of the other airlines have really recovered from this weather event.
Yeah.
But what we've learned over the last few days, speaking with the head of the flight attendants union, the pilots union, the big problem here is they have a very old-fashioned, kind of antiquated system for customer service and for their communication for their crew. So when all of this weather stuff happened, even the pilots and flight attendants had to call in to a phone number to find out what their reassignment was. No one could get through on those lines. I mean, flight attendants said they were on hold for hours on end. So if they don't know where they're going, they can't get to the plane. That's why all these cancellations happened. So, I mean, that is a big part of it. Also, most airlines operate, I don't know if you've heard of this term, the hub and spoke system.
We were talking about that earlier, yes.
Yeah, the point to point. So they have a lot of shorter flights, tight turnaround time. So, you know, I think all of that kind of contributed to what we're seeing today.
And it sounds like you're saying something that we were talking about a little earlier. If you're going to get mad at anybody, okay, get mad at Southwest management, but don't get mad at the people who are trying to help you at the airport. They're doing the, the best they can.
And you know what? I give these people a lot of credit because I've been here for days now, and I have not heard anyone raising their voice or yelling at someone else. I mean, honestly, everyone here has been handling this very well. They're being very patient, very kind to the staff, you know, because you're right. It's not their fault. This is a much larger issue. And I mean, given the situation, that's what I've been very impressed with, is just everyone's patience with each other.
I saw a horrible video from an East Coast airport where the woman behind the counter got spit upon by a customer who was fed up. And at that point, I'm saying, you know, call the law. You don't do
that's
that.
That's assault.
Yeah. No. And then the people that were standing in line took the video because they're like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last thing, too, that's gotten better, one other issue last night we heard about downstairs was that there were some bags being stolen because there were so many suitcases just stacked up. And so we heard Chicago police, there were two reports of that officially, and they had staged some officers down there just to keep an eye on all those bags, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that, too, because rarely when we fly, is there someone there to check to see that you have the other end of that baggage tag? You just go over and you grab it and you walk out. So with this nightmare that's going on now, I can see that being an enticing to the criminal element.
But when you're done doing your reports, do you feel kind of selfish because you get to go home? And the people,
I know, I do feel very bad for some of these people. The one couple, I've met so many people here this week, but the one that I still will never forget about is a woman on Monday who is in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And she had been sleeping on the floor of the airport with her husband because they're not from here. They didn't want to leave because they didn't want to lose the money on their tickets. Here in this airport, too, there's only one coffee kiosk with a few food items.
Oh.
So really, there was no food. All of the rental cars were taken. All the hotels were booked. Mm. So, I mean, a lot of people, honestly, those are the people I really felt for the most who just had nowhere to go. You know, people were ordering pizzas here to the airport. It was just, I've never seen anything like this before. And I just, you really feel for these folks. They missed Christmas with their families, a lot of them. And, I mean, Southwest has a lot of things to fix here so this doesn't happen again.
Well, thank you for your insight from Midway Airport. I've gotten to the point now, it's with fear and trepidation I go to any reports from the airport because I think it can't continue to be this bad. It's just insane. Well, again, hang in there, Dana, and
thank you, and
restrain yourself, because I know if I was out there, I'd just be going, let me hug you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes any difference, but I need to hug you people.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, you really feel for them.
Yes. Can we send you some hot chocolate?
No.
I just got a coffee. I just at that coffee stand I was telling you about. They do have coffee.
So good.
Okay.
Well, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Dana.
Okay.
Thanks, Dana.
And we'll see you on Channel 9 reporting from Midway Airport. Golly. And somebody just reported that apparently a lot of the bags don't have name tags on them. They've either fallen off or they never had a name tag.
Oh, boy. News coming up. Stay with us at WGN.